At least 8 people in Juneau have died in the elements in the past 3 years. These are just the ones known about based on the 2012 Juneau Homeless Coalition survey. John Knudsen is the most recent. The 56-year-old's body was found in the wetlands last month. KTOO's Lisa Fu spoke to his brother James Knudsen at Juneau's shelter and has this story.
There are moments when James Knudsen forgets his younger brother is dead.
Riding on the bus, just start looking out where you can see him. I was, you know, around Schweitzer or A&P or down at the bus barn. You know, places you know where he hung out. Catch myself looking for him.
John Knudsen's body was found in the Mendenhall wetlands in mid-September. From the condition of his body, Juneau police said he had likely been in the water and exposed to the elements for at least several days. Knudsen's body was sent to the state medical examiner. Juneau police still don't know what caused his death. James Knudsen doesn't either, but he has a theory.
My suspicion is that he was by either Schweitzer Creek or Lemon Creek and fell in there and then got washed out.
Knudsen says his brother was staying with a friend in the Lemon Creek area. He assumed he was safe, even though he hadn't heard from him in a few weeks. The two brothers had always looked out for each other.
Somebody got in a little scrap with somebody else, and somebody would show up and help out. But this time I didn't have any feeling. I mean, I thought he was safe.
At the moment, Knudsen is staying at the Bergman Hotel. He says he's been homeless for 10 years. He says his brother became homeless when he split up with his girlfriend.
He had his issues with alcohol, kind of like other people, like I do at times. And it's kind of a tough life living on the streets. And I've been there, and we both lived on the streets together at different times.
Just 1 year apart, the two brothers of 7 children total were close growing up and as adults. They were both born in Juneau, but spent their early years in Hoonah. James Knudsen's favorite story about John is one their mom used to always tell.
My dad had just got back from deer hunting, had a couple of deer hanging them out in a shed. And that night, my brother came up to me and had a butter knife in his hand because, "Jer, let's go hunt some deer." That's what they called me, Jer. I looked at my brother and I go, "Oh, what if we run into a bear?" He's holding the butter knife, goes, "Oh, well, jump on his back."
Knudsen says his brother fell into the wrong crowd at a young age, got in trouble, and paid for it the rest of his life. Knudsen says his brother went to a mining trade school.
Instructor, you know, thought he'd be a good mine worker, but with his felony, he couldn't get a job at the mine. I tried to talk to him about, you know, I guess some people could work around the felony, you know, as far as working in a mine, but my brother just wouldn't look into it.
Instead, John Knudsen went into construction and mechanical work.
Yeah, he's a really good worker. Just alcohol got the best of him.
James Knudsen continues to struggle with alcohol. He'd been sober for 2 months, but started drinking again while planning his brother's memorial services. He says John's body will be cremated, his ashes spread over their parents' graves. John Knudsen would have been a candidate for Juneau's Housing First project if the remaining $2.4 million in funding is secured by January, the housing could be complete as soon as 2017.
In the meantime, we should just not accept this as an acceptable reality, because it's not acceptable. Like, it's unacceptable to have people die in the street.
Glory Hole Executive Director Maria Lovashuk says if you see someone laying outside, ask if they're okay. If they're not, call for help.
Like, I just need to treat people like human beings.
Lovashuk says helping people in that way shouldn't depend on how much they've drunk or how much money they have. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.